Hello, hello. How's everyone doing out there? Another week of YDBT Daily and shows and work and everything going on. I was literally just watching the Amber Heard trial. That's just wonderful. It's just, I'm so happy it's back on TV. It makes a day go by. It makes making NA tunes, flex tunes a lot quicker. And it's a good time. And today we had a couple of instances where NA guys do unnecessary things or think they're doing things to improve on the car's performance when in actuality, it's hindering the car's performance. And I'll give you a quick couple examples and one completely unnecessary mod that I think should stop before it even gets started, because we're already seeing over the radiator intakes everywhere, and most of them are trash. One guy seems to have the design down to something reasonable. Another trend that started happening, and I think a lot of NA guys do things because of aesthetics. They don't necessarily do anything because it fits the overall build of the vehicle. They get it sometimes just to say they have it. Like we talked about beadlocks on NA cars. There is literally no reason to have a beadlock on a 490 horsepower, rear wheel horsepower car. You don't make enough to spin that sucker at the track unless it's a no prep event. But we'll talk about that. Say hi to the people. Get going after it. Coming at you. Yo. And before that, let's get the sponsor stuff out of the way. Mr. Rob Bowen, Parts Farm, and Rami Zaidan, Two Auto Solutions, the two people that make it possible. I don't think I'm going to take more sponsorship requests from people that have anything to do with Lund Racing, like shops, because I don't want this show monetarily tied to Lund Racing, because a lot of you guys think that if you pay me on this show for sponsorship access, that somehow makes us like you more at Lund Racing. So if you're a shop affiliated with Lund Racing or something like that, I probably won't take your money. So there's no real reason to ask, because I don't want to intertwine. I don't want you guys thinking that, well, I gave Alex money on the show and you guys can't tell me I suck. I think we should hold out hope, reserve that right to be able to tell you to suck fat dicks if you suck, and not have this show kind of hinder that process. Rami, I've known from VMP, Rob Bowen, Parts Farm. He doesn't have anything to do with Lund Racing. So I think that's probably going to be good. If anyone else wants to inquire about sponsorships, whether it's a cookie people like Oh My God or Vinyl Freaks and Company, you can hit me up and we'll talk about it. Then let's say hi to the people, as always. And we'll talk about what are the mods that are the most useless, dumbest mods NA guys do. We'll talk about it. Douche did it in the house. Gregorio Ruiz, Brendan 50, Rican 50, John Valdez, Valley 10 Speed. Getting your trans work done. Yeah, you're about needing clutches, brother. Your car is at that point with your wish blower that it's needing clutches. Justin Rodriguez, Innocent Newitch, Jovic, Bagged Tacoma, stop by to drop a like. We'll listen on traffic. Fresh Pasteles, No Fresh Pastelazo, and Fresh Pastelazo. Pito Chiquito in the house. NA guys, better buckle up. Admiral Peck, Rican 50, Shipbox Fox, Godfather, so 50, Gregorio Ruiz, Terry Winters, Admiral Peck, I already said a million times, Diego Flores, SVT Snake, 508 Josh, Rich 50, Andy Ali, SVT Snake again. Let's go all the way to the bottom. GTO Mike, S550 Meek, Mr. Shelby, Jason, MB, Brandon Pageant, Alejandro V, Howland 573, Scott N, Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Big Block 402, Torque and Beans, Sauce, Redbird, The Baltic Bro, Fast Hippo, ZL1. Yes, Two Step NA, exactly. Twisted in Georgia. Hey, Alex, long time no see, says Jason Cook, SRT, Brendan, Sam, and Isaiah Davalos. Okay, let's get after it, right? Beadlocks. Got it. Talked about it. Done. Cams on stock cold air stock manifold cars. A lot of people think that if you install camshafts and don't make the rest of the engine work with camshafts, you know, configure the engine to take advantage of where the camshafts are making power. There you go, Jared. You are slowing your car down. Yes, stock manifold, stock cold air, stock cams will run quicker in the quarter mile than stock manifold, stock cold air, and comp stage twos.
Or what? I thought that if you bolt on cams, that you automatically go faster.
And I had to tell yet another person today, this isn't a tune issue. This isn't a tune issue. This is a build issue. You built your car badly. You built your car with no thought process, right? Like people that buy a Cobra Jet and a Twin 69 and a Cold Air wonder why their car isn't any quicker than stock. They wonder why their car isn't any quicker than stock. Wait a minute, Alex. I put on a Cobra Jet. The Cobra Jet makes more power. Why don't I go faster? Are you a dig racer? Yup. So you took a manifold that makes power way above and torque way above 5,500 RPMs and left the 315s, no converter on pump gas in the car. And you're wondering why the car is not quicker in the quarter mile. Now, a lot of you guys that are new to the channel, you guys might go, yeah, I don't understand. Why isn't it quicker in the quarter mile with a Cobra Jet, but I left everything else stock than when it was stock? The stock manifold makes more torque. What gets you out of the hole is torque. The CJ doesn't make any decent torque until way past probably 5,500 RPMs in terms of the power band is moved to the right. Now, I guess a lot of people, I assume, and this is my fault, For assuming that people know how engines work. That's 100% my fault. Thinking people having a computer at the palm of their fucking hands, an encyclopedia, anything you ever wanted to know in the history of anything is right here. I thought you guys would have looked it up. I thought you guys would have looked at what torque is. I thought you would have looked at graphs of CJ-equipped Coyote cars. I thought you would have done some math and gone, my peak torque is here. My manifold peak torque is here. My gear ratio is this. My vehicle weight is this. Nope. They go, well, let me just install a CJ, install a this, take it to the dyno. It made more power. Then you go to the check. You go, wait a minute. I don't understand why it doesn't go any faster than stock. If it makes more power with a Cobra Jet, where does it make more power? Now, I've told people plenty of times, I don't think cams are worth it unless you're going to put a CJ in the thing or a high power band, high RPM power band style manifold, like a Boss 350 Sniper, if you want to use that hunk of shit, and or a CJ. People just sit, they just bolt on parts. I remember I had a friend of mine who had a 305 TPI injected IROC. You remember those things? I think it was really an RS. He just put IROC badges all over it. A 305. And he did the math. He bought everything from the JEGS catalog. He wouldn't buy the MSD. He would buy the weird ignition, right? The weird one, the one no one fucked with. He bought that one because it was different. And then he bought the cam that advertised 35 horsepower, the ignition that advertised 15 horsepower, the headers that advertised 20, the rockers that advertised 10, the throttle body that advertised 8. And he did the math. He went, this thing makes 470 horsepower. A 305 TBI piece of shit is making, you added the horsepower that each part advertised it was going to make. There are people still like that, guys. There are people still like that, that go, Cobra Jet adds 35. 440 plus 35 is 470. Got it. Cams add 20. 470 plus 2490. Throttle body, 10 to 15. 5510. Ported manifold, ported Cobra Jet, plus 10. 520. I'm making 600 horsepower NA. You go to the dyno and it makes 460 to the rear wheel and it only does it at 7,900 RPMs. Way the fuck up there. So a lot of NA guys do really unnecessary shit. And cams is one of the biggest culprits. Cams are one of the biggest no-nos that NA guys should do if they keep the stock manifold. So beadlocks, right? Cams, right? How about roll cages? How about, why are you installing a cage on your car that on your 2020 car that runs 11.4? And you're installing a 6-point bolt-in cage to make it heavier. Your car doesn't even make enough power to actually twist anything. Your stock axles are going, you're putting in a roll cage, dude? We're not even stressing out down here. We're like, you ain't making no power. She got stock. The other axle must look at the other axle and go, can you believe this stupid motherfucker? He bought a Watson Bolton roll cage and we out here chilling. So people are out there putting beadlocks, cams, cage, bumper, exit, exhaust, and even funnier, bullhorn, bumper, exit, exhaust. So guys, can anyone in the chat tell me why people with really badass builds shape the exhaust like a bullhorn? Can anyone in the chat give me a small ray of hope that you know why they're shaped that way? Please, someone in the chat, tell me why a 2,000 horsepower turbo car has the bullhorn shaped a certain way. Tell me why. Tell me why. Look, we got some smart people here. We got Kilometers. Kilometers says it. Kilometers says downforce. 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 It's to push the front end down. Downforce. Downforce because of street outlaws, bro. So when you see a naturally aspirated guy put a bullhorn in his car, you go, you know, I don't think you're making enough like exhaust thrust. Down syndrome is right. You're not making enough down thrust to keep the nose end down. You still have a stock sway bar in the front of the car. And you have bullhorn. Really? And like no fire comes out of the bitch. You know, like that's one of the saddest things to see on a car. You go, ooh, look at that thing. It's got Bellax, beadlock, Bellax, woo, parachute. Oh my God, he's got a cage. Bro, he's got to have something badass underneath there. And it's a Cobra Jet over the radiator intake car with bullhorns. Bro, upforce. I know someone that had the Lunds had downforce, not down for that upforce. They had exhaust pushing the car up in the air. We learned the hard way not to do that stuff. Wheelie control, right? NA guys are putting bullhorns and bumper exits in their cars. Runs 12.3. So look, I think the NA guy needs to really stop and do a lot of research before you just start doing things to your car. I know you want your car to, let's say you like how Joel Steele's car looked, the old car who now is owned by Brett LaSala. Constantine. Oh, look at the bullhorn, this and that thing spitting flames. And you go, I want it to look that way. Well, get ready to get flamed because first of all, you're going to have a shitload of water collecting that bullhorn. You don't make enough exhaust thrust to get the water out of there. You have to put a weep hole at the bottom of that thing. And I understand you want to look fast, but a lot of you guys are doing it to your detriment. And who do you blame when the car doesn't run well? Who do you blame when the car doesn't run well? The tuner. My car is running slower than stock. Oh, because you have a cage, you have a heat wrapped over the, you have a gold heat wrap. You have the shit they put on the Voyager probe thing that went in space, that foil, that NASA foil on the cold air, because you swear to God it does something. And you have cams on a stock manifold, stock CAI car, bullhorns, bell axe, shoot, cage. And you go, the tune sucks. I'm going to go with another tuner that knows what the fuck he's doing, because I put $6,500 in this car and it's slower than stock. Bell axe, $3,500, roll cage, $1,000, parachute, $800, cams, $1,200. There's your $6,000. When you could have just bought a Paxton or a Wish blower, aka an ESS. Now there's another blower called. Are you ready for the name of this blower? Wait. I am not. Oh, hold on. I got to get it right. I want to make sure. Oh, yeah. Here it is. Are you ready to hear this name of the blower?
Torque Storm.
Yeah, that's the next one. Never mind the Wish Blower, Paxton, Vortec, Whipple, TVS's, Edelbrock.
Torque Storm! Are you ready to feel the torque? The storm that's coming!
That's a torque. What's a torque storm look like? A hurricane? A tornado?
Torque storm! Oh, yeah, brother. You know what's going to happen when you bolt this blower on your car? The storm of torque is going to take over the Coyote motor, and you're not going to believe. You're going to make the ESS blower wish it could be as torquey as the storm.
Like, I don't know, man. Like, what's next? Like, I don't know what other company is going to come out and reinvent the already invented wheel. Like ESS, right? Good shit. Good blower. Same shit as Paxton. Same shit as Vortec. More expensive. Once you buy injectors, the right head unit, the pulley size that actually is graded right for the right RPM. Okay, same thing with Vortec. Vortec rates their blowers, and so does ProCharger rates their blower pulleys at 7,200 RPM. They all do the same shit. But now we got to fuck with Torque Storm, which is probably fine. They have like twin centrifugals, because I saw Steve Morris engines do that, like on a Dodge motor.
Torque Storm R&D blowers.
And I'm like, man, come on. So yeah, all that's coming down the pipe. So we're going to talk a little shit. What do you guys think about unnecessary mods are for NA, guys? And always blaming the tuner when you configure the car badly. I like how people get in on the show 10 minutes late and answer questions that are 10 minutes ago. Click the live button. Is $3,500 a fair price for a running Gen 1 motor? Sure. With 85,000 miles on it, that's actually a deal. I sold my Gen 3 motor with a busted ring land for $3,500. Has a Boss Manny, LU47, no pump gears, and PMAS. Hey, make sure compression is good. You should be okay to go. Ported throttle body. Yes, ported throttle body. Thank you. Ported anything. I'm going to make sure that I open up the throttle body opening, right? So this is my blade. This is the size of my blade, right? There's my blade, right? So I'm going to make the hole around the blade bigger and bigger leading up to it, but the blade still opens like this. And that orifice has not changed. Whoop. But no. Let me pour it around it. And oh, 10 horse. Some people actually write CNC programs for throttle bodies, and I am blown away that you guys buy it. Fucking dying at the thumbnail with the intercooler, right? Why haven't NA guys, you want to solve your IAT issue? You take a intercooler from a Vortec, you stick a filter on the end of it, a MAF after the intercooler, insta cold air, bro. You just got to get the intercooler that's big enough to flow all the air. Why hasn't a Mustang guy taken an NA car, put an intercooler in front? It's an air-to-air intercooler. IATs are lower than ambient. Bro, you're literally changing the molecules that are going into your motor. You're, dude. Oh. Ah. My God, is a ported throttle body a real thing? Ben Schur, a ported throttle body is a real thing. Why is my idle so high? La trompeta. let me look it up. YouTube trumpet. YouTube trumpet player. Yeah, YouTube trumpet player. Let me go. There we go.
My name is Musician First Class.
Musician First Class. You should make throttle. You should make cold airs, bro. I mean, you really should make cold airs. Why you should choose the trumpet. Hey, this is a cold air manufacturer. This is a commercial. This is a commercial for cold airs. Check out this commercial for cold airs.
And even though it's super strong, it can also play beautiful melodies.
Yes. Coming at you, la trompeta, cabrón. Oh, my Lord. I can't wait to see that shit for sale. Coming soon, la trompeta. Holy shit. I have a spare Gen 1 short block looking to go internals, or should I just go Gen 3 short block? 2.3 TVS on the car, 69 millimeter pulley on the 85. Look, if you have a Gen 1 short block, put some studs in that bitch, put some forged internals, and you should be good to go. If the sum of all the parts and machine work costs more than a Gen 3 short block, Gen 3 short block is the way to go. This is pretty straightforward, guys. Me cago. Apparently, you can tune the Coyote tick away. Oh, you know, they're right. There is a switch. And okay, guys, I'm gonna come clean. The engine tick is a tune issue. The engine tick has been a tune issue from the get-go. I went into the binary and I found the engine tick switch, and I go from 1 to 0 and it goes away. So hit me up. If you have a Coyote tick and you're tuned by Lund, it's 100% a tune issue.
We'll see how many people email me tomorrow about that shit.
Cutting a hole in the headlight to feed the hot air intake from eBay. Ah, so I must admit, the gentleman that makes the P51 intake, hold on. Testicular torsion charger only works for V6. The guy who makes the P51 intake hit me up, email, and he goes, "Hey, Alex, I just wanted to thank you because, you know, I recommend the cold air gets put on a certain way, and there's other people offering versions of the P51 that have nothing to do with me." Now, I don't know this, but apparently he makes the Apex and other people make the CJ version. Other people make the Beta, the Zeta, the Alpha, the Kappa, the whatever, but he makes the Apex. He goes, "Alex, I don't recommend you remove the fog light. I don't recommend, you know," his personal car is the easiest one I've tuned in terms of the P51 intakes. He's been actually really good about getting logs. It took a while to get there, but he's very responsive. And he goes, "Just to set the record straight, the Apex is the one I make and the one I push. All the others, nothing against them." He didn't speak badly about them. He just said, they configure it differently, and I'm, you know, just don't think it's me pushing that. I said, "Okay, cool." So at least he owned up to that. It's definitely not the cylinder walls not being round. Definitely the tune issue. Alex is holding on the tune because my car ticks. Can I get a no-tick tune added to my multi-tune? Wait until you see what Junior did. And I don't even know if he's able to. I don't even know if he's able to release that video. He sent the video today for me to review, and I thought it was done well. But there could be some potential things that might happen because of that video. Nothing bad, but dude, tune badass shit. Like just tuning badassery. Honestly, good shit. I heard you can turn the tick off in the new tune on demand for Lon. Alex, how's work today? Work was okay. I woke up to 60, and just like I told you guys, if I wake up to 40, it's all day. I woke up to 60. I did not get my list down to zero at all today. At no point did my list hit zero. And you know what happens Tuesdays? All those guys reply. Then Nardi dumps another 10 on top of that. So tomorrow I'm going to wake up to 70. Talking shit might be awesome tomorrow. Who knows? The Culo Bustelo intake is King Daddy. There's a post of a road racer Camaro guy that was promoting a carbon drive shaft to save weight and less destructive when and if it breaks. He said he won't run a loop because it's useless weight. He thinks a drive shaft safety loop is useless weight. Has he ever seen what happens when a drive shaft breaks, especially like on a truck, even a Mustang? That thing can be like a javelin effect. It'll take the floor out, take your asshole out. Useless weight. Road racers are pretty a special bunch. Now they're very meticulous. I'll give that to road racers. They are meticulous note takers, but they're also annoying as fuck. Like I've had 6R80 road racers tell me that the car's not doing this, the car's not doing that. I'm like, right, because it's an automatic. What you're describing is what an automatic car does. Guys that get a 6R80 Gen 2 and road race it and complain about, hey, when I hit the paddle, it doesn't shift immediately. I go, oh, so you want it to be more like a Lambo or a Ferrari? He goes, yeah. I go, simple. Buy a Ferrari. It's an automatic with a torque converter. Ooh, they want it to go bam, 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 bam. I'm like, DCTs are the only thing to do that. And they go, well, you can't make it do it. And they make you feel bad as if you're an inept tuner because you can't make a car do what it will never do. Well, I want it to be like a GTR. Buy a GTR or buy a stick. Stupid. Just thanks for getting my car tuned and figured out. Yeah, Brendan 5-0. Okay, Brendan 5-0 is one of those guys, that NA guy, right? He had knock like a motherfucker. He would go wide open throttle. The car would see 3 to 4 degrees of positive knock activity. And I did not want to pull timing. I honestly should not pull timing from our base file. It's commanding like 23 base and it can add up to a 30 degree cap, but we are not forcing it down its throat. And I'm going to go to this. I'm going to go to Shell. I'm going to go to BP. He was a really good, attentive NA guy. Usually NA guys are one and done. And I say, bye, get the fuck out of here. Or I'm going to fuck you out.
Right, get the fuck out of here.
He seemed to be really with it. And I said, let me do this. Let's see if it's false. He looked the whole car over. He goes, man, Alex, there's nothing rubbing. I said, let's do this. Let's buy a can of octane booster. Buys a can of octane booster, puts it in the car, no knock. So he just happens to live in an area where the fuel quality is subpar. And I said, well, you're either going to have to deal with it, get gas at great places, because I know gas is like $5 a gallon now, especially 93. Fucking thank you, Joe Biden. And or I have to pull timing. And he's like, nah, I'll get a half a can of octane booster in it and fuck around. Nice. I love it. So he was with it and I spent a lot of time with him. Hey, Alex, what are some good tires for a Gen 2 that's full bolt on an E85 tune? Who road races an automatic? Must be a millennial. No, they're old guys. They're usually old guys. Hey, Alex, what's the best daily tire for my Whipple Supercharged 10R80 car in Shadow Black? I got to say, Alex, I'm an NA peasant right now. but the tune you sent me made my car way more fun until I get Boost. Thanks for all the knowledge. Look, that's Lund Racing's vetted files. Lund Racing's NA tunes are super vetted, and when a customer gets sideways with me, I already know that my patience, my patience jar is a quarter full for NA guys, halfway full for fully bolted cam CJ E85 guys, and full for boosted guys. And that amount of fucks in the jar depletes quicker depending on your tune. NA, I got this much fucks. I'm saying like stock cold air pump gas car. Bolted on, okay, boost guy, I give a fuck because you pay me to give more fucks. But if you say, hey, Alex, I want a Ghost Cam 93 JLT tune and a Ghost Cam 93 stock cold air tune and a Steeda 93 normal Ghost Cam flat. I'm like, dude, no. You get one tune. Here's a normal idle tune. Pick the cold air now that you're going to roll out with forever. And then I'll give you a cantaloupe that'll do for that. There are guys that go, 93 today. Let me put on the stock cold air. Alex, I need my 93 flex E85 and cam tune completely revised for a stock cold air. Oh, now I'm going to do it for a JLT. Now I'm going to do roll races tonight. Now I'm going to do it for a PMAS. Then I'm going to buy a trompeta and I need those four tunes for the trompeta. And I have 18 files for an NA guy that paid 300 plus the E85 revision. And I'm just like, no. And they always get fucking confused. We tested the hats this weekend in Houston. Hey, hopefully, keep it straight. And better than down there in Edinburgh, or whatever the fuck it's called. I know it went to that car's a 7-second car. We already know that car's a 7-second car, or has the potential of being a 7-second car. So did it drift to the right? Did it hit a rough patch? Is the track bouncy and it just went off to the side? Let me know whatever, because I know that you scratched up the side of that car. My 14 GT500 been in Ford getting a new complete rear end due to carrier bearing coming apart. It's been there for 6 months waiting on a back ordered pest. Should I just trade it in for a new 5.0? No, why? Your car is probably worth $60,000+, Olenad, unless it's a clapped out. Because a lot of these Arabs daily drive Kenny Bell 1400 horsepower E85 GT500s. Like their dad's like, oh, hello, Ranjit. Oh, Banjut. Hey, Banjut. here is your graduation presents. It's a Kenny Bell 4.2 ID1700 E85 cams T56. Drive it to college. Drive that to college. Do I see that shit here all the time? Cars that are fucking 1300 horse capable daily driving to college. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? 100% stock 2014 Mustang with 20,000 miles. That's a $60,000 car, dude. If you trade it in for a GT, they better be giving you back 20. Damn. this guy. I just got here and I seen an NA S197 that was literally a Cathode cold air intake and completely gutted. No dash, no nothing. Hey, man, what's done to your car? Nothing, man. Just a boss intake and a JLT. A removal of weight, a massive removal of weight is a mod. If Milwaukee sponsored your build, meaning you chopped up the car, that you should list that as mods. How many times have you guys seen post a unbelievable or very fast NA time and not post the weight? Every single time I see an NA car run a number, I go, how much does it weigh? That tells me everything. What are your thoughts on the Turn 14 opening brief? Sounds like the neither side knew what they were talking about. Hopefully we don't get a negative ruling. I already talked about it. I played it. Are people not paying attention? Watson show while recharging a truck AC at work. Getting paid to chill is nice. And he's only cool in vets and fox bodies. Alex, I got a better sound clip. I will send you after the show. You sound like just like them. What do you mean them, Roderick? Hey, Roderick, what do you mean them? What you mean then? What if I start doing and start doing dumb shit? Like, he go, Roderick goes from like, oh, he's making fun of Arab guys, this is awesome. And then I'm like, hey man, why you finna slide? And then he'd be like, I don't like what Alex is doing. This is bullshit. How much shit would everyone talk to me if I bought a Boss 302, put it on M1, M5, and kept it NA? So you're going to put a return style fuel system, ID 1300s to run a Boss NA on M1 or M5? It's kind of crazy. The biggest clowns are the ones with the gutted cars, and they still get gapped by a full interior, full stereo car. I work on diesel trucks at private yard, and there's 6 5.0s with twin turbos. It's nice to have money. Do you consider weight reduction a mod? Of course. Of absolute. What? You're telling me if you have carbon hood, carbon deck lid, carbon doors, optic armor, no interior, a Kirky seat, no AC, no dash, but your car has a stock cold air with a ported 18 manifold and it runs 1060s. You don't think that should be listed as a mod? My buddy thinks if you race someone, it doesn't matter if they're gutted or not. Are you insane? Of course it does. Rami's eye down in the house. What's up, Papa? Of course it does. If you have optic armor, seats, doors, no AC, Bellax, TBM brakes, blah, 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 blah. Bullshit. Crazy. Of course that's a mod. It's more of a mod than a cold air intake. Heard Turvey started at the parts farm today. Do you need a tune if you plan running boosting or Turco from time to time? Only if you're going to run it often and you want to take full advantage of what it can do for you. You know, if you're going to run Turco a lot, we can shove timing in down low, similar to what we would tune an E85 NA car like, for sure. It'll make a difference, especially in with torque. I had a guy the other day at AutoZone say he likes his buddy tuning his car because all these tuner files are vetted, and I about laughed in his face. All these tuners file. He bought it to his car. Okay. Look at the guys at the pad that are max effort NA cars. They have nothing, no dash, nothing. Moving from a 4200 to a Glide, previously made 1100. Any recommendations on the rear gear ratios for track and street activities? Honestly, I've seen some guys with 55s and 31s, but it all depends on how much power you make, how much torque, and how much the car weighs. All that has to be factored into your gear ratio, and a lot smarter people than me can determine that. Geared for 8th mile, smart. Less wear and tear on the car. You're not going 190 miles an hour at the top. That's probably a good idea. What's a respectable 60 to 130 time for a stick car? I was whopped by 55 miles an hour and pulled the mid to upper 5. That's really fast. I heard I'm supposed to start at a lower speed or dig. I don't know because I never bothered with this. You could start at 50 and let it run up. Gear ratio is gear ratio. You're not going to have a different RPM at 60 at the same gear if you start at 0 or if you start at 60. It's going to be the same RPM, same mile an hour if you're in the same gear. I love the geniuses that were like, Alex, you should start in third gear because you don't have to shift. And then it's 2 seconds slower. People don't understand that centrifugals have no torque. A Whipple or a TVS is going to have a better 60 to 130 time for sure. Crazy to me how these guys won't see weight reduction as a stock car as a mod, but would get salty if a Fox Body with a stock Coyote beat them, right? How many times have you seen guys with an S550 gutted? They don't want to race the Fox Body that has a Coyote swap in it. Nah, I ain't racing that. That motherfucker's full race car. Excuse me, Mr. Doors, hood, fenders, brakes, Swiss cheesed up. You don't want to race a Fox Body with the same mods? If you have a blower, S550, all the weight reduction, why don't you want to run the Fox Body? It's weird to me. What's your thoughts on an on-3 turbo kit for a Gen 1 car? They're fine, but look, the on-3 turbo kit is known for being good at one thing, and it's being cheap. Is it good? Does it have a good reputation for installs? No. Does it have a good reputation for longevity? No. Does it have a good reputation for build quality? No. It makes power cheap. That's it. I got 650s in my rear end. I saw a post on IG about a 21 WRX that got a state ref here in California. And apparently he has to pay the fine because they told him catbacks are illegal in Cali, even if it's OEM. The OEM catback is illegal? Now they'd lose that case in a heartbeat. And he can prove that it's OEM. But if he installed a STI, I don't know, whatever branch Subaru has as a performance brand, if he installed a Subaru catback that's little throatier and louder than his stock one, yeah. Look, how many times have you seen 49 state legal, right? What's that one motherfucking bitch-ass state that always has an issue with some kind of exhaust? And it's California all the time. Someone posted the other day a really, really dumb meme. And it's a picture of California. And it says, what people hate about the West Coast, and it's like from Oregon or Washington down. And then they go, what they really hate about the West Coast. And it was like San Fran, LA, and some other areas, right? Well, guess where the most populated motherfuckers are? Everything else is woods. How can we hate a mountain? How can I hate a tree? How can I hate a chipmunk, motherfucker? If everyone is located in the big city, that's what we hate. That's the state. Oh, you don't really hate California. You only hate
the vast majority of people.
Okay? Yeah. Asshole. What a stupid. I got to find that meme. It's so stupid. California hate meme images. I can't find it. Maybe some of you guys can find it on IG and send it to me on IG. It was the dumbest fucking thing. I'm like, yeah, that's where everyone lives, stupid. That's where everyone lives. Everything that isn't circled is trees, twigs, and separating fault lines. Stop it. 70 and sunny here in Southern California. Suck a dick. Guess what, buddy? I mean, he goes 70 and sunny here in California, suck a dick, and it's 74 here and sunny in Florida, and gas is not $7 a gallon. It's in the sixes, but it's not seven. Thank you, Second Shift Racing. See, he's my guy. He's on it. He must be out at work. Just like, I'll send it to Alex. Fuck it. I'll send memes all day. It's like the dumbest fucking thing ever. Here you go. Yep, here we go. So let me go to StreamYard, share screen, right? Look at this. It's like people think they're witty and smart, and they're really not. They're really fucking dumb. So what people say they hate, and Washington all the way to San Diego, what people really hate, everywhere everyone lives in those states. It's the dumbest. It's like the championship trophy for dumb memes. Imagine saying, well, you don't hate the whole state. You only hate the parts of the states where people live. Yeah. Yeah, stupid. That's exactly why I hate it. My God. Dumb. Cuban Coyote posted it. Fuck, it's 70 here. Yeah, fuck, it's 77 here in Mass, right? They're bragging that it's 70 and sunny here in California. Stop it. 70 and sunny here in West Virginia. 79 in Massachusetts. Exactly. 88 here and smoke from all the from the fires. F yeah. 89 in the 956. Puro pinche 956 a la verga. Cuz.
Puro pinche 956.
Who got the Mustang with the M3 turbo kit? Who knows? I just know that a lot of people, it's like a cycle. Every year, the S197s end up in other people's hands. The people that had S197s got S550s, then they got rid of them. Then the secondhand people the next year, then the Gen 3, and then they hand them off to the next generation. So it's a cycle. It's a constant cycle of bullshit. And in about 2025 or 2030, you're going to see a post on Mustang 30G. What's the best cold air for 11 Mustang GT? What's the best tire to drive around in? What's the best bolt-on Mustang tire? What is the best overall bolt-on BBK headers ported throttle body tire from my S190s. Man, fucking, oof, stupid. Cuban's car was clapped out and slow. Ooh, Booster Kitty talking shit. God damn, it's 91 plus 100% humidity. Damn. What spark plugs are good for 1,000 horsepower and up? I don't know any spark plugs that will give you 1,000 horsepower, Dustin Kemp. What a crazy question. What spark plugs are good for 1,000 horsepower and up? Hey, if anyone knows what spark plug give you 1,000 horsepower, hit me up. Maybe the E3s will do it. Here's your $20 to check your email. Let me see. Did you really send something in email? So let me check. Let me see. Yeah, he did. What was you sent? What's this? Ford Motor California. Yeah, not for sale in states with California emission standards. Yeah, look at this. But it shows your VIN, doesn't it? No, it doesn't show your VIN. Okay, look. This is where we've gotten to. This is where we've gotten to. Look, great thing there, dude. Chrome tab. There we go. Oh fuck, is it? Yeah, yeah. Look at this great audio. Great picture. Ford Motor Company vehicle emission control conforms to regulations in 2011. California not for sale in states with California emission standards. A 2011 Mustang from the factory wasn't legal in California. Bro, you guys got to get, again, you guys got to get the fuck out of that state. I got a 19 F-150. Zach Japaro says, I got a 19 F-150 with a CJ TJ69, 85 by Brandon, my friend, since he said I was his friend. I installed long tubes in a Ram Air. Is it worth a revision fee to send a data log in to maybe squeeze a bit more power? 790 at 93, 8th inch, no stall. Well, there's your problem. There's your problem, Sack. Hey, Sack, there's your problem. You have no stall converter. You put a CJ. It's not even a 790. That's not, I think that's what my truck runs. You put a CJ. Please tell me your F-150 is very heavy. Please tell me you have a Super Crew F-150. My truck went 7.9 at 93. Oof, that's terrible. Is there a difference with knock sensitivity between flex and 91 base timing? No, same knock sensitivity all the way through NA. You're 100% right about the population distribution in California. These good counties that are left, even the big ones, simply can't combat the blue counties. Like when I tell people, like Brandon, I love Brandon. Brandon's a nice guy. So when you see a voting map, right? And then let's say it's Texas. And Texas has red everywhere except Dallas, Austin, Houston, San Antonio. But the map visually looks way more red. That state can vote blue because the majority of people live in the big cities. It's by population. It's not by landmass. What the fuck is wrong with people? Well, look at this. More people. No, more people are in the blue shit. More people are in the cities. More people, more votes. Stop it. Anyone in Florida want to buy a Gen 1 with the trans? $4,000. Check Craigslist, Space Coast. Here's for dealing with Zarek in the ticket system. I don't know what that is. I deal with a zillion names. If you want to waste money on spark plugs, get the Polestar plugs. They're all $15 and each just as much of a waste of money as the Nology wires. Got it. Here's for the like. I'll rewatch later. That meme is like saying I have a big ass dick, but small balls. And I like to fuck them in the ass while they beat up the pussy. Talk about turbulent math signal. No way that thumbnail real. My balls are blue. We love Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Texas was red the last time in the last. Yes, but what I'm saying is visually. Oh, my God. I said, think of it this way. I can't give examples. People go, actually, Alex. The fact checkers come out. Woke fuckers were against Electoral College until it worked in their favor. Welcome to the Electoral College. How much did it cost to get a Gen 3 Coyote with a 10R80 from a wrecked S? Wait, how much should it cost? whatever the buyer wants. Whatever the buyer wants. Why should there be a universal number for what a guy is selling? How much should it cost to get a pullout, basically? Gen 3, 10R80 motor and trans out of a direct S550. Whatever the guy wants. Whatever the guy wants. Alex, sent you that clip on Instagram. What clip? What clip? What are you talking about? You sent me a song on Instagram? Let me see. Nothing on Instagram. Well, nothing there. Nope. Nope. You're not even in my requests. Where the hell are you? Nope. By the way, congrats to PK Auto Design. He got married. Boy got married. He's vacationing right now. Beautiful wife. Great wedding. I saw the whole thing on Instagram. Good for him. Good for him. It's population density, rural areas, and balanced out by dense blue cities, right? Fact check, BMR is actually the best suspension part. I had to tell a guy today, he goes, oh, I'm all set to go sevens. I got BMR everything. I'm like, oh, listen here, you little shit. Sit down. I'm going to tell you a nice story. Draggy 790, but sack, I draggied 790 in the truck. I'm going to go look up my video of me going in the truck. And I could swear I already went 790, and that thing has a stock 18 Mustang manifold. So I hope your truck is big and heavy, because that is super, super slow for that shit. Let me see my YouTube studio. Oh, here we go. Mandeep, there we go. Which one is this one? Everybody fuck your mothers. Oh man. You said everybody fuck your mothers. I'm gonna have to get that in the clip and play it later. But let me go back, and I think my truck, if I'm not mistaken, went 790. It was a draggy. Let me see. Da-da-da-da. Truck. No. This is... Boy, I got too many fucking videos. F-150 gets race stars. I think... Where's the video that I went 12-2 in the F-150? I think I... Did I do... Oh, here we go. Yep, here we go. So, let me see here. Oh, my God. Let me see. Where is it? Let's see the draggy. Did I test it? Yep, I did test it. I thought I went 12-2. Let me see. 195, 60 foot. That's the 8th mile. No, 8-1. But I could have sworn I went 12-2 in it. 12-7. This is an old video. Where's the one where I went 12-2? Because I could have sworn I went 7s in it. 14 replacing. Manual, Brian Luna interview, white car, Joel Steele. Dang, where is it? This is the best mod. Da-da-da. Fuck it. I'm going to just keep looking. I retest the F-150 in cooler weather. There we go. Let me go see that, see where it's at. Yeah, there we go.
Alex is dead air.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, so let's see what my F-150 ran. Let's share screen. Video. Oh, my God. I'm so stupid. I'm so bad at this. I need, like, a producer. Chrome tab. I retest. Share audio tab. Share. Okay, so let me see. Beautiful. So let's see what this thing ran together. Because I could have sworn it went 790s. $789 at 90. Bro. Oh my God. Yeah, 1221 in cooler weather. So I don't know. Something's up with your truck, bro. 956, 60 foot. Not a coincidence. I like to fuck him in the ass while you beat a pussy. Dude, go. Where are the cuz obsessed with having their single cab truck go that faster than a Mustang? I don't know. I could not care less if my truck goes faster than a Mustang. It's whack to me. Now, Someone wants to buy that truck, get it the fuck out of my life. I'm going to fix the front axles and get that. That truck is not going to get Vortex knocked out with a kit. Torque Storm might come out with a kit. ESS might make another wish blower. You buy the ESS blower right next to the underwear that has the elephant trunk for your dick to sit into. You buy the ESS blower right next to that fucking underwear. Stop it. Jack Sparrow is 400 pounds. Why is he running? Is what? Yeah, right. I'm like, his truck is way slow. Mine went 7.8 with us. You got a CJ in your shit. Remember we talked about a CJ in a car with a stock stall. There's your answer. There's your answer. You put a CJ thinking it's going to automatically 60 foot better. And I have an 18 Mustang manifold and my truck is a 10th quicker than yours. Man, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. The Rammer sucked the bird. That's why it's so slow. I'm back. What did I miss? More like ready to smack the wall 7 times. Man, with those red suspension parts. Jesus Christ. Just how bad are BMR parts? Damn, all I got is BMR springs. Do I have to burn the car down? No. Look, you got to understand. I don't like BMR because of an ex-employee they used to have there. And he still affiliates with them. Total scumbag. Scum of the earth. Pieces of shit. Like, deserves no fucking nothing. The guy's a tremendous crap hole. But some people still buy this stuff. So we work with them. We say, well, if you have it in your car, well, try this, try that, try this. But let me tell you, the best 60 foots out there aren't owned by that company. S550 and S197. And if they are, it's accompanied by Mensur shocks and all this shit. Exactly. FLKA all day. Every fucking time. Yeah, not going to lie. Customer service is garbage. Right. Guys, it's all shit. It's all shit over there, bro. They're all shit. Yeah, they are heavy. Oh, they'll last a while. Yeah, bullshit. Uh-oh. He's laser locked in on finding that video. Boy, you're like way behind. Click the live button, guys. You guys are watching the show and commenting live when you're watching 10 minutes behind. So what's the suspension manufacturer you recommend, Alex? Now, I like UPR stuff. The Grey Goose did a 113 on UPR off-the-shelf shit. Like UPR up and lowers. I think Ford Racing Springs and the Vikings that senior revalved in the front with a TIG Vision anti-roll bar. Steeda has very good suspension parts. Most S550s that run a 315 tire have a Steeda rear drag spring with the spacer to fit the 315 tire. Street Dragon 790, 4600 Raceway. Oh, that 1200 DA, two-wheel drive, 355s. I have a Suncoast stall, but need to get it. Oh, my God. That shit. Coño, bro. Is it a regular cab short bed? That is slow as fuck. You need to get the stall converter in there ASAP. Your CJ setup is proving my case that your CJ setup is slower than my 18 manifold setup because we both have stock stalls. You have 355s. I have 331s. I'm four-wheel drive. Dude, that thing is slow. So we have the Family Dollar wheels. So is the ESS thrift store blower, right? It's like next to Dollar General. You can go to Dollar General, next to Dollar General's Metro PCS, then Popeyes, then the ESS store. I got seated up for my Roush. Sell it. I got a sway bar delete for the front. Was that a mistake? No. You don't need a sway bar if you're going to transfer weight. You want the sway bar gone from that shit. My red car is red underneath. It was before I started binge watching your channel. All good, brother. Nothing you could do. Ride out with it. Don't rip it off. Extra cap. Okay. So your truck's a little bigger than mine. That makes sense. That's okay. It makes sense. But it's two-wheel drive. Two-wheel drive. I have a transfer case and a front diff in the motherfucker. That's heavy. UPR and Steeda, right. Sack Japaro is 300 plus pounds. Need weight reduction. How much do you weigh, Jack or Sack? Sack Japaro or Jack Sparrow, how much do you weigh? What car can I buy that goes as fast as the Twin Turbo Gen 2 for the same price? No, none. None. A Twin Turbo Gen 2 is an 8-something car. You can get a Gen 2 for $25,000 to $30,000, a turbo kit for, let's say, $10,000 installed, tuning another $1,000, good trans, 5, 6. So you're going to be into the car maybe $45,000, and that bitch will be an 8-second car, no problem. He says UPR is ass. Meanwhile, UPR is on the Grey Goose doing 113 60 foots. My Fairmont did a 128, 125 on junk stuff, poly stuff. You could say it's ass all you want. Nothing's more ass than BMR shit. I thought ESS blowers were sold at Salvation Amory. Nice. Poly bushings, control arms, any good from UPR? For an MTD2 car, should I go solid? I wouldn't go solid unless you're okay with a bunch of noise, in my opinion. 197, 6'2". So he's slim. Sack Japaro is slim. So something's wrong with the setup, and I bet you it's the manifold is killing your 60-foot. It's 4,600 with me in it. I got to weigh mine. I don't know what mine is. Sell your white GT and get a C6Z. Boy, the more I drive that car, the more a C6Z seems worth it. The more I drive my, but the problem is it's a Corvette. So it has to be fast, right? And then I'm going to be compared to other Corvette guys. I don't think my car is a 7 second, low 7 second, 60 to 130 car, probably a 1080, 1070 car in the quarter mile, pump gas, drive it anywhere. C6Z is a two seater. I don't think I'd be happy with a C6Z unless I can do like an even situation, but I'd have to come off cash with a C6Z or sell my white car. I don't know. I don't think I'd do that. UPR Hall's ass is what he meant, right? Sounds like Jack is a non-driving motherfucker. It's an auto. How can you not be a... here we go. Can you view my super chat? Here we go. Alex, you is... I paid you money to view my super chat. Let's find Colton's super chat because I'm sure he has the solution for world hunger in it. Hey, Alex, if I change my wheel and tire setup in the tuning process, will it mess it up? No, I won't mess it up. Just let us know what the tire size is and the gear ratio. We'll take care of it in the tune. Oh my God. All right. Yeah, he has the cure for cancer. He has the cure for cancer. Right. Everyone's like one. Get him out of here. All right, guys. I'm out of here. It's nice YDBT daily back on the grind, back at work after a weekend, messing around. And tomorrow I'll be talking shit, 8:00 PM Eastern Standard Time. I'm sure I'm gonna be wasted tomorrow because Tuesdays are by far the worst day at Lund Racing because we have all the Monday tickets to reply to and all the new orders that came in over the weekend. It's not a good time. It's really not a good time. So tomorrow you'll probably see me super pissed off, which makes for a good show. All right, guys, I'm out of here. I'll see you guys tomorrow, 8:00 Eastern Standard Time for Talking Shit. We'll do an hour and a half tomorrow hanging out with each other and talking shit, depending on what happens the rest of the day. I'm going to see if I can catch the end of the Amber Heard trial because it was getting good because Camille was getting on her ass. Good shit. See you guys tomorrow. Have a good one.